Good morning, good morning to all of my BSN and coffee listeners. I hope everybody had a great weekend. I first want to start off today's podcast by sending my condolences to the Schmidt and Petito family. Unfortunately, there were some breaking news yesterday that was very heartbreaking for the family, and I'm going to assume that right now they aren't doing too well. So I first want to send our condolences to them. And everybody, if you haven't been following this case, I definitely suggest you do. And you can always go back and listen to all of our other podcasts. And there's plenty of news out there covering this story and this case of this missing young 22-year-old Gabby Petito, who just randomly went missing. So we're going to start off our day first by our daily quote, which will tie into what I have to say today. I do want to remind y'all once again that podcasts are always based on, you know, basic information. We go off of whatever we have from online, whatever sources we have. So I will begin to tag those sources just so y'all know exactly where they're coming from, as well as opinions. It does come from very personal opinions. I always tell you in my opinion. So don't ever take anything personal. And if you do, I would always appreciate somebody sending me the feedback. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings or step on anybody's toes. So if you have any feedback or there's something that personally has offended you, let me know. I don't mind fixing it. So today's quote is by Rosa Parks, and it is, "You must never be fearful about what you are doing when it is right." I'll let y'all know right off the bat. The reason I chose this quote was because, as you know, they are still looking for Brian Laundrie. Now, he's nowhere to be found. There has been a couple of sightings of Brian over the weekend and during the week. There's been a couple of things that came into light. There's been a couple of things that leave you questioning so many aspects of this case. A lot of people are actually questioning the Northport Police Department and how they handle this and how they are handling it till this day. I just have a couple of questions because it just seems so very odd in general, honestly. So first we will start with the unfortunate news that yesterday, in the morning time, it was around 10 a.m. I had received a tag. It looks like there was a blogging family who was on the road who normally blogs most of their trips and stuff, and so they just so happened to have been in the area. I guess the wife was actually editing some content, and it looks like after she had edited the content, she had slowly went through there and was able to see that Gabby's van was actually on the side of the actual dirt road. So if you go to the actual like video, you can see where they're coming up to the van. That back door is slowly closing. I personally had not seen that until somebody pointed it out. So it was very odd to see. There was very many speculations that around the side there had been somebody who was digging. I'm going to be very honest with y'all and I'm going to give y'all my opinion. I didn't see anybody digging. I feel like it looked more like a tree stump or something, but it didn't really look like anybody was digging. It just honestly looked like there was just a stick or a tree or something was right there, right? Then again, it could have been him. We just maybe didn't see it, or maybe maybe very well would have been alive around that time. We just don't know, right? So, what we basically did was we went in, watched this video. If you actually look at the video, you can completely see that right outside the van in the back part is actually a pair of sandals, a book, and a pair of glasses. Now, we are unaware if Gabby actually even used glasses to read or if even Brian, you know, used any. But so when these bloggers basically spot this van, you can see it right away. They remember automatically seeing the Florida license plate because they're also from Florida. So the woman actually states that she had planned on stopping because she wanted to say hi because they were from Florida, but she stated that the van looked like it was by itself. So she's like, I didn't make a big deal out of it, you know? Well, wherever this van was last seen, let me tell y'all that about 20, it looks like it was 20 miles from there forward. It wasn't too far. I'll have to double check and I apologize, but I remember that it said it was about 20 miles from there, off to the side from where the actual van was located, from in that video anyway. Because remember, this van has been in possession of the Northport police since it was confiscated from Brian Landry. Now, basically, they had seen the actual van off to the side. They didn't think anybody was in there. However, they recognized the van because if y'all remember in the stop, that video that where the cops had stopped them, there was a sun hat in the very front, and that's actually the same hat that everybody had been seeing. And so basically we saw it inside of this video as well. Once they had actually seen this video, they were like, oh crap, like this is actually Gabby's van, you know. They did a very good job. They reported it immediately to the FBI and to the Northport police before even letting anybody of the public see it. So they did a very, very good job of doing that. This van video, you can look it up on Facebook, and the actual bloggers who posted it was the Red, White, and Bethune. They basically posted it and they were like, hey, we found Gabby Petito's van, and this was on August 27th. It was around 6 p.m. You know, they gave their brief information. They basically said that they had passed, you know, the van. Her and her husband had recognized, again, that Florida license plate. So she basically was like, hey, I need somebody to look into this. Please, somebody look at it. It just so happens that when this news broke about the van, maybe about a couple of hours later, and I remember it was 4 p.m. Central Time because they were getting ready to do their conference at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, which would have been 6 p.m. Central Time. But I remember it was 4 o'clock and I was sitting here watching their chopper. And as soon as their chopper flies, it stays in one area. And we use this app to actually look where the chopper's flying. And you can see where it has begun to kind of circle in a certain position. And most of you who know how those work usually know that when they're circling in the same position is they're trying to follow somebody, they're looking at something, or they're right over something. So they basically had live feed. And as we're looking at this live feed, you just completely look and you see that there is a whole bunch of forensic scientists down there. Basically, they put up this white tarp. If you've ever seen a crime scene, if you've ever seen how the crime scene detectives work, the forensics work, the first thing they do is they isolate the area where they have either found evidence or they have found a body. Most of the time, it's the body, because evidence, they normally take pictures and then pick it up and then confiscate it in their little brown bags, you know? Now, we had a really bad feeling about this case from the beginning just because of the circumstances that surround the whole case. It's a little scary to think that your 22-year-old daughter probably leaves with her trusting 23-year-old boyfriend, and then all of the sudden she disappears and he has absolutely no means to communicate with you or your family and let you know exactly where he's at. So I can definitely see where her parents were probably very, very scared and confused. A lot of people are asking how come they didn't report her missing until September 11th if he was back home on September 1st. So let me start here. He returned, which is, Brian returned on September 1st. That's where he was home. Now, there's no actual physical evidence of them knowing that he was home. The only reason they knew was because the van was parked outside. Now, I heard speculation, and I say speculation because I'm not 100%, that a police officer had actually pulled over Brian Landry in Gabby Petito's van. We don't know if that's for sure. I haven't seen anything else that is like 100% out there. So basically they confiscate this van, but they don't confiscate it until after she's reported missing because her family believes that she's missing with her van. They never imagined that she would be missing and she'd be out in the middle of nowhere without a van, you know? So basically September 11th rolls by, they go in and they report her missing. After she's reported missing is kind of when everything starts to kind of take a turn for it. like everything. It just turns. So Brian obviously got a lawyer immediately. So he was hiding something. And that's just my personal opinion. I've seen a lot of people ask and say, how come everybody is accusing Brian? I am so sorry, but I'm going to just use me as an example. And my family and friends can tell me the same exact thing. If I leave on a trip with my husband and I do not return, but my husband does with all of our things and our children, but I don't return, I'm going to tell you right now, my family's going to be very concerned and they're going to be asking questions and a lot of questions. I think that if somebody who isn't guilty of doing absolutely anything should definitely step up. Yeah, you can probably run into, maybe he's scared they're going to frame him for an accident or something, but you know, these people are professionals. And when I say these people, I mean by like the FBI, I mean by the police officers, I mean by the crime scene investigators. They've been doing this, you know, for so many years. They went to school to study for this, so they can tell you when something is an accident and when something is not. Now, I understand that in our world, not everything is purple, rainbows, and gold. I know that sometimes there's people, or there's even officers, or perhaps even like the FBI or crime scene investigators, who can make a mistake and pin this on somebody when it was in fact an accident and it turns out to have been looked like a murder. It happens very rarely, but it does happen, because I'm going to be very honest with you. I know that there's a lot of corruption. You know, there's a lot of corruption, whether it be in the DA and the FBI, it be wherever it is. There is a lot of corruption everywhere. So I understand if he was probably scared from the beginning, but I feel like after some time, he very well could have come out and explained to her family exactly what had happened. I think that would have been the easier way out than disappearing, because if he did disappear, now he has to hide for the rest of his life, you know? So that's where we're at with Brian. Friday was just a day where obviously everybody knew, you know, we did the breaking news Saturday, where they didn't know where he was at. Like, Friday is when they reported him missing. Saturday they started all of their searches and everything, and basically they still don't know where he's at. They don't even know when he left. Now, a lot of questions came to him being at the Carlton Reserve, because that's where he was going hiking. So I know that he was there because apparently that's what his parents are reporting. So I'm going to assume it is a liable source. Although at this point, I don't even believe his parents. I feel like his parents are definitely trying to cover up something that was meant to just become, you know, just to come forward. Like, I think I would have, I understand as a parent, I am a parent, so I think I could totally understand defending your children. But I'm going to put myself in their shoes. The parents of Gabby deserve justice. They deserve more than anything the truth. And the Laundries are refusing to give that information. So, and it could very well be that they don't know what's going on. You know, they may just very well be in the dark like everybody else. So Brian Laundrie's Mustang was parked outside of the Carlton Reserve. Now, at first it was questionable because they reported him missing Friday, and then they said they hadn't seen him since Tuesday. But on Wednesday, this car was parked outside the reserve and it had a note. So everybody was like, well, how do we know he's there? We don't. You know, he told them he was going hiking. What if he really wasn't going hiking? What if he said, I'm going to leave my car outside of the Carlton Reserve because this is where my parents are going to look for me, because this is where I told them I would be. And then I just don't ever return. Like, never. I am going to tell y'all that I feel and I fear that he has left the United States. He very easily could be in a whole nother country right now. He's had plenty of time to leave. The cops were not following him, remember, because he was just a person of interest. He wasn't a suspect, which is two completely different things. So let me explain. When you are a person of interest, you basically are just probably the last person who saw that person. You could have just dropped him off at McDonald's and not know what happened to them from there. You know, it is very possible. So he was just a person of interest. That doesn't mean that the cops are going to be following you. That doesn't mean, and they didn't have they didn't have evidence that a crime had been committed. We didn't know if Gabby had left on her own will. You know, maybe she had left. She didn't want anything to do with anybody back home, which I highly doubt because I'm going to be very honest with you. It looks like her family was very tight-knit. They were all very close. And so I really doubt that. Now, once everything has happened, basically, he leaves his car there, and there's a note on the car saying that they need to move the car along the line. I assume that's what the note says, because his family did move his car and take it back home. So I'm going to assume that the note said you need to move your car or you will be towed, especially since they seen it there overnight. It was just parked in the front, so there wasn't any reserve parking or anything like that of that sort in the front. So their search concluded yesterday for Brian. I hate that they're using these resources for Brian, to be honest. But let's be honest, we need Gabby's family to have justice. And in the end, that's the only way that it's going to happen, is looking for him. Now, I don't know if it seems odd to anybody else, but Brian Laundrie's search is labeled as a manhunt. It's not labeled as a missing person like Gabby's was. His is put down as a manhunt. So I don't know if that makes a difference in a way, or I'm not too sure. I haven't quite looked into it. So if you do happen to know, definitely let me know the difference, because I, from my understanding, a manhunt is so much more important because of you possibly being a suspect in something versus you actually being a missing person, if that makes sense. So now that's enough, I think, about Brian, because he doesn't deserve so much per se. Now, Gabby, my heart breaks, y'all. My heart breaks. When I saw that her body had been found, unfortunately, we were all, I think, prepared for the worst, because we all kind of knew where this was going, especially because she had been missing for so long. I think that everybody was just kind of prepared to know that something sinister had happened, that something so different, that something so wrongly had happened. And unfortunately, that was confirmed yesterday. So let me explain as far as how they found the body. Basically, they were still doing their search in Wyoming. Again, I feel like this van video had a very, very, very big role in the way that this was resolved in the past day, honestly. So wherever that van was at, it was only a couple of feet from, I'm sorry, it was 20 feet. I said 20 miles earlier. I apologize. It was actually 20 feet. So it was 20 feet from that van. Now, if you put yourself and you see where that van is at, and then you move a little bit further, so they stopped where they were initially looking, and then they headed to where that van was last seen. I feel, and this is just me, I feel like she was alive when they passed by, but I feel like she was probably killed, either left for dead or killed a little bit after that. She may have walked from the van. He may have just left her in the van to make it look like it was an accident. And she may have very well had started to walk to see if she could find, you know, maybe help or something. And she just happened to land, you know, wherever she was at. Now, the chopper had been above ground for quite some time in that same exact area. I didn't actually see any remains when it was flying over it, except when they pulled the tarp up in that same exact area. I was kind of confused. So I guess what we'll have to see is whether the body was buried or it was just lying there, or if something happened. But you guys, this must have been very hard for the FBI, because I saw their conference yesterday, and literally the special agent that was confirming the news, his voice broke so many times. And the reason I didn't do my podcast yesterday with the breaking news was exactly that. It was so unbelievable. So my husband and I have actually been following the case since it started. And when we confirmed that, you know, per the actual conference, that it was true, that it had happened, it was so heartbreaking, especially because we don't know her, you know? We don't personally know Gabby. We don't know what she was like. I mean, we can see what she was like based on social media, but we don't really know what she was like. And so when that does happen, you can only imagine what her family is going through. Because if it hurts a stranger, can you just imagine what her parents and her family members and everybody is going through? It's probably very hard. So they basically confirmed, you know, the FBI from Denver confirmed that they were going to go ahead and send it off for more for forensic evidence. They were going to get an autopsy done and they were going to go ahead and confirm everything. Unfortunately, everything that they had found there was actually consistent with the description of Gabby. So that's how they confirmed that it was her. They are going to be doing a full forensic identification on the body just to confirm and in order to also get the cause of death. Now, basically, this was part of the FBI, the Northport Police. They also had the National Park Services out there, the U.S. Forest Service out there. Teton County Sheriff's Office was out there. They even had the Teton Search and Rescue. The Jackson Police Department was also out there. Now, most of you will remember, but Miranda Baker had posted a TikTok stating that she and her boyfriend had actually picked him up and given him a ride, and that was in Jackson. Now, I feel like that evening is when he had done something that he wasn't supposed to, and that is why he freaked out and he did not want them to go that way, which just all coincides. Miranda Baker's story, along with the van being parked where it was off to the side of the road, it all consists and it's all in the same area. So it's close to the Jackson Dam, and where he didn't want to go was near the Jackson Dam because that's kind of where it happened. So they basically are telling him, hey, we're going to head back that way, but we have to pass through there. And he's like, no way, we're not doing that. We're just drop me off, you know? And I think that that's where he understood that he had messed up. I think he knew he messed up. Maybe he was scared that if he saw that again, or if somebody else saw that, they were going to be worried about them. You know, it could be that easily. So that basically is the majority of what happened. Now, I do have one thing that I have to get off my chest, y'all. I have to. I don't know if any of y'all had seen the interview with Gabby Petito's friend, Rose. I don't know why, and I keep telling myself this. I have no idea, but she just gives me the creeps. I don't know what is wrong with it. There's just something off. It feels like something is just not... Either her intentions weren't pure towards Gabby, and she intentionally caused multiple fights between her and Brian, or she had another intention with Gabby. I don't know, but... If you go back and you look up Rose's interview, you'll see it. She basically is talking to them about Gabby, and they ask her, hey, you know, how was Gabby? Like, you know, apparently Brian had taken her driver's license one day, her identification card, so that her and Rose wouldn't go line dancing. And she was so mad that it had caused a very heated argument. Well, in the sense of the reporter asking Rose, well, what did Gabby tell you? She kind of smirks and she gives this like weird, evil laugh. Not necessarily like out loud laugh, but you can see it in her face. It's so weird. And she basically begins to tell the reporter, well, Gabby, you know, used to tell me her things, you know, her really personal things. And she smiles. I don't know. Either she had a really bad intention with Gabby eventually, or something happened. I feel like she was not a true friend. And most girls and women out there will understand, because I'm sure everybody's mom has told them, that girl is not your friend. That girl is not good for you. I don't see it. She doesn't have a good intention. And so you'll understand where that feeling comes in from. I don't feel it. I don't know. She seems weird. She seems off. It's so different. And it's very like scary. It's like very bone chilling. So basically that is everything for today. I will add that the actual police has stated that they will no longer be searching the Carlton Reserve today for Brian. What the reason is behind that, we are not sure. They have held off all of the actual, interviews with the media, so I am not too entirely sure what is going on, what will happen. I may be back later. Maybe there's going to be some breaking news and we can find Brian, because I think that this family deserves to be, you know, sitting, whether it be in a courtroom or anywhere, they need to be sitting somewhere where they are going to be able to see justice be served with their own eyes. I will add that there is some speculation out there that Brian has, or his family at least, had previously worked for the DA's office. So I'm not entirely sure how 100% that is, but I will look into it because it is something that was brought up several times. Many people believe that he had to have help. And I personally believe he had help, but I believe he had that from his parents. Now, as far as law enforcement turning a blind eye and acting like they don't see anything, I'm not entirely sure. I feel like there could be or could not be. I'm not sure. I haven't seen enough evidence to actually make up my mind whether or not something did or didn't, or somebody did or is hiding him. Let me just tell you, if they did have connections to the DA or to the DA's office, this isn't going to end well. Either one of two things are going to happen. Brian is going to go somewhere and kill himself, or Brian isn't going to have to serve any time. He's not going to be brought to justice to serve the time that he is due to serve, if he did in fact do something to Gabby, just for the fact that if he has those connections, many of y'all know how that works. So I'll definitely look into that, and we'll talk more about that on our next podcast. So I want to thank y'all for y'all's time today. Thank you for hearing me stumble and ramble throughout the day, and I appreciate it once again. I do ask that you send any requests or any comments, opinions, or if you have any suggestions over to my email. It is aleagurre400@gmail.com. I promise I'll get a shorter one here pretty soon. But I just want to thank y'all today for listening. I ask that you continue to share and subscribe. Remember, we are on all platforms. We are on Spotify as well as SoundCloud. We are on Beaker as well as CastBox and Radio Podcast. So if y'all want to definitely go over there and listen, let me know. I hope that everybody has a wonderful beginning rest of their week, and we will hear y'all today. Your host Alejandra is out.